From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news read by Andy Romdoni. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo signs decree on Deputy Minister of Communication and Informatics. Indonesian government announces Eid al-Fitr 1444 Hijri to fall on Saturday, April 22nd. In detail. President Joko Widodo signed Presidential Regulation No. 22-2023 concerning the Communication and Informatics Ministry on April 17th. In this regulation, he provided a new position as Deputy Minister of Communication and Informatics and Technology. The stipulation on the addition of the Deputy Minister of Communication and Informatics is contained in Chapter 1, Article 2 of the Presidential Decree. In the copy of the press that Tempo obtained on Thursday, the minister can be assisted by deputy minister according to the president's appointment. Based on this rule, the deputy minister is appointed and dismissed by the president. In addition, the deputy minister of communication and informatics works under and is responsible to the minister of communication and informatics. The deputy minister has the task of assisting the minister in leading the implementation of the duties of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Kolil Koumas announced that based on the result of the Isbat meeting, the meeting to determine the first day of Shawwal's Islamic month or the Eid al-Fitr day, the celebration day after fasting during the whole month of Ramadan 1444 Hijri, will fall on Saturday, April 22, 2023. The decision was taken based on the result of Hisab and Rukyat methods held by the authorities and was confirmed by the officials of the Religious Affairs Ministry spread at 123 locations across the country. Minister Yakut, when leading the press conference at his office in Central Jakarta on Thursday, explained that Hilal visibility is the main requirement to determine the first day of the Shawwal month. The height of the crescent moon must be 3 degrees with a 6.4 degrees elongation angle. This agreement, said Yakut, has become a guideline for 4 countries and has been very moderate. Chairperson of the Indonesian Ulama Council for Fatwa Asrarun Ni'am Soleh has asked Muslims to respect potential differences in the determination of Eid al-Fitr 2023. Therefore, there needs to be a spirit of mutual respect for these differences. There is a possibility of differences among juries in determining the start of Ramadan, Shawwal, and Zulhijjah. He also remarked that there needs to be a spirit of mutual respect for the differences. Differences based on scientific considerations would produce understanding, not conflict and hostility. Therefore, practicing religious teachings must be based on knowledge so as to create harmony and togetherness. Asrarun Ni'am also affirmed that those who believe that Eid al-Fitr falls on Friday can perform Eid al-Fitr prayers on Friday and no longer observe the fast. Nearly 13 million children missed one or more vaccinations in Africa between 2019 and 2021 because of the disruptive impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, leaving the continent vulnerable to even more outbreaks of disease and facing a child survival crisis, a new report from UNICEF said on Thursday. Amid a global backslide in childhood immunization over those 3 years, which the United Nations Children's Fund said is the worst regression for childhood vaccination in 30 years, Africa is the region with the highest number of unvaccinated and under-vaccinated children. UNICEF also said that the intense demands on health systems, the diversions of immunization resources to COVID-19 vaccination, health worker shortage, and stay-at-home measures all contributed to missed vaccinations across the world. So did conflict, climate change, and vaccine hesitancy. Also Thursday, the World Health Organization released its assessment saying Africa needs to vaccinate in an estimated 33 million children by 2025 to get back on track and recover from the COVID-19 pandemic's disruptive wake. The launch of 4 special economic zones with incentives for international companies marks a milestone on Saudi Arabia's path to becoming a global business and investment powerhouse. The significance of the announcement was summed up by Khalid Al-Falih, chairman of the Economic Cities and Special Zones Authority and Saudi Minister of Investment, who said that these 4 special economic zones offer the chance for foreign investors to have a stake in the world's fastest growing economy. In August, the International Monetary Fund predicted that Saudi Arabia would this year become one of the world's fastest growing economies on the strength of sweeping pro-business reforms and a sharp rise in oil prices and production. In many ways, special economic zones embody the kingdom's rise and mission to become not only a leading global economy, but also a key international business hub. Muslims in Singapore will celebrate Hari Raya Puasa on Saturday, with Ramadan this year lasting for 30 days, the Mufti of Singapore said on Thursday. According to astronomical calculations, the crescent moon for the Islamic month of Shawwal did not appear after sunset on Thursday, the 29th day of the Islamic month of Ramadan. Dr. Naziruddin Muhammad Nasir said in statement, "This signified that Hari Raya Puasa, also known as Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri, would fall on Saturday. The climate conditions in Singapore, which are often cloudy, make it generally difficult for the crescent moon to be visible. Singapore therefore uses a set of criteria commonly agreed upon between the Mabims countries or Brunei, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore to determine new months of the Islamic calendar. The criteria is based on more than 700 data points of crescent sightings from around the world." Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, said it had agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire on humanitarian grounds starting 6 a.m. local time on Friday. On Thursday, U.S. State Secretary Antony Blinken spoke with Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the commander of the Sudanese military, and Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, the commander of the RSF, and urged the parties to the conflict in Sudan to uphold a nationwide ceasefire until the end of Islamic holiday Eid al-Fitr on April 23rd. The RSF said in a statement, as quoted by Reuters, that the truce coincides with the blessed Eid al-Fitr to open humanitarian corridors to evacuate citizens and give them the opportunity to greet their families. Clashes between the Sudanese regular army and the RSF broke out on Saturday in Khartoum and elsewhere in the country. Government forces accused the RSF of mutiny and launched airstrikes against their bases. Later, Abdel Fattah Burhan, the head of Sudanese military, issued a decree disbanding the RSF. That was the news.
Today's commentary is on Japan and U.S. affirmed bilateral cooperation against North Korea. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi and U.S. Foreign Minister Antony Blinken last Monday, April 17th, stated that the two countries would work closely together to ensure international order. This is done based on the laws of the world, which is currently experiencing a lot of upheavals. In a meeting on the sidelines of the Group of Industrialized Countries or G7 Foreign Ministers Conference in Nagano Province, Central Japan, they agreed to strengthen the defensive capabilities of the bilateral alliance. The two countries also discussed Pyongyang's ballistic missile launches as well as geopolitical issues in the Indo-Pacific region. Foreign Minister Hayashi emphasized that Japan and the U.S. will continue to work closely to ensure a steady international order that is free and expanded on a legal basis. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated his commitment with his two partners, Japan and the Republic of Korea or South Korea, regarding the defensive capabilities of these countries. On the same day, the Korean Central News Agency reported that the Democratic People's Republic of Korea or North Korea will take necessary measures if the U.S. continues to incite harm to regional security. Tensions in the Korean Peninsula region have been increasingly felt since a few weeks ago as North Korea's military activities have continued to increase. The country tested a solid fuel intercontinental missile on Friday, and according to experts, the test could be a prelude to the launch of other missiles launched without warning. Pyongyang has threatened to take more practical and offensive measures as South Korea and the U.S. hold their annual spring drills in the region since March. Japan, the United States, and South Korea have condemned Pyongyang's nuclear and missile development programs. The three countries agreed to step up efforts to realize real-time information sharing on North Korean missiles. Meanwhile, the U.S. affirmed its firm commitment to defend the two closest Asian allies by deploying its full defense capabilities, including a nuclear umbrella. It is hoped that all parties will be able to exercise restraint because the conflict in East Asia will only exacerbate with conditions that have worsened as a result of the Russia-Ukraine war as well as domestic and interstate conflicts in other parts of the world. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll begin today in history with April the 21st, 1926. Queen Elizabeth was born, whose full name is Elizabeth Alexandra Mary, was born on April the 21st, 1926. She is the constitutional monarch of 16 sovereign states and head of 54 members of the Commonwealth of Nations. She died at the age of 92 and succeeded by her son, Prince Charles. Turning now to 2004, suicide bombings explode in Iraq. Five suicide bombs exploded in the Basra regions of Iraq on April the 21st, 2004. As a result of the bomb attack, 74 people were reported killed and 160 others injured. A number of police stations in the region were also not spared from the target. The bomb detonated from a car. I'll end today in history with April the 21st, 2006, the World Digital Library inaugurated. The World Digital Library is an interstate digital library managed by UNESCO and the Library of Congress belonging to the United States. This library was inaugurated on April the 21st, 2009 and is intended as a primary document reference source for various important world documents that can be accessed free of charge. That was today in history.
Thank you. of shadows. See me walking slowly, surely, gently.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
The Prime Minister of Czech Republic, Peter Fiala, believes that the new cooperation of partnerships in the economy with Indonesia will be created. Prime Minister Peter Fiala said that he and President Joko Widodo discussed a number of collaborations. Prime Minister Fiala believed Indonesia and the Czech Republic could cooperate more in new areas and new fields. During a visit to the Bogor Presidential Palace, Prime Minister Fiala was also accompanied by representatives of big Czech companies wishing to explore and expand business in Indonesia. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo explained that they talk about trade, investment, defense, strategic industrial cooperation, as well as about ASEAN and Indo-Pacific. Both of them also talk about several discriminatory European Union regulations and pushed for the completion of the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. Prime Minister Fiala and President Joko Widodo also agreed to explore joint production cooperation between strategic industries, technology transfer, and capacity building. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo also invited Czech business people and the Czech government to participate in the development of the archipelago's capital city in the East Kalimantan. That's My Indonesia.
Kunyanyikan lagu, ajak untuk berseru. Hadirkan senyum di wajahmu selalu. Lupakan semua duka yang melandamu. Bebaskan, rasakan hasrat hatimu. Pegang tanganku, jangan pernah kau ragu. Janjikan ada di sisimu selalu. Hapuskan semua resah dalam hatimu. Bebaskan, lepaskan semua rasa dalam jiwa. Someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone stay, everybody need no reason to love. Everybody, every day. Dalam jiwa. Cause everyone say, everybody needs someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say, everybody need no reason to love. It's like the sun in the summer we shine. You and I hand to hand walking line.
Sana, sudah siap kata bersama. Bagaimana yang di situ? Tak perlu-perlu lagi merasa malu-malu. Kita lihat yang di sini, jelas merasa semakin percaya diri. Di sana dan di situ, di sini punya banyak cerita untuk saling dibagi. Hey, everybody, mari-mari bernyanyi. Boleh sambil menari, isi ruang di hati. bahagia ini memang layak untuk dibagi. Buat aku, kamu, kita, atau yang sendiri, tak perlu sama untuk bisa bersama. Karena cinta harusnya tak meminta banyak tanya. Sudah dari sananya, cinta itu dicipta untuk aku, kamu, kita, dan semuanya.
Everyone say everybody needs someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say everybody need no reason to love. Oh, oh. Everyone say everybody some dream to make it true. Me it and true. You, we're gonna show it.
Check
to
this out.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, on the first Shawwal, all Muslims celebrate Eid al-Fitr, or what is also known in Indonesia as Idul Fitri. After celebrating Idul Fitri, it turned out that there are some people who continue to do fasting in the month of Shawwal for 6 days. Completed fasting in the month of Shawwal on the 7th day, some Indonesian people hold Eid Shawwal. It turns out that there are some unique traditions to celebrate this holiday. One of them is carried out by residents of Kampung Jaten Cilik, Semarang. They hold Shawwal Eid or Ketupat Eid. Listener, the Shawwal tradition of Kampung Jaten Cilik, Semarang, Central Java begins after the Fajr prayer. Hundreds of residents prepare ketupat Shawwal at their homes while the children gather in front of the mosque. Then, one by one, the homeowners go out by carrying trays containing ketupat or Eid special dishes made from steamed rice wrapped in woven young coconut leaves. The children run to the residents. Then the residents shout or hit electric poles as a sign. The children run to those who are already in front of the house. They chase the residents carrying trays of typical ketupat prepared for Eid al-Fitr, because apart from containing rice, the ketupat also contains some money. Listener, apart from the people of Kampung Jaten Cilik after fasting of Shawwal for 6 days, the people of Klaten, Solo, and Kudus Regencies in Central Java Province hold a unique tradition called Grebek Shawwal. This hereditary tradition is held to celebrate victory after fasting in the month of Ramadan and the month of Shawwal. The Grebek Shawwal tradition is almost the same between the several regions where, at the peak of the event, there are mountains of diamonds parade and all residents will fight over them. Apart from containing ketupat, the gunungan or pile of food that resembles a mountain also contains vegetables and other agricultural products. But even though it has the same peak event, there are several processions of the Grebek Shawwal tradition in several different areas. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
ke pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi. Seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sebilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sebilu yang dulu biarlah bersama hati. Waktu ke waktu perlahan ku rakit egoku, merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Jalan mencari teman, bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu bersama hati.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Jelly Skin Care for Moringa Leaf. Listeners, student of the Pharmacy Science and Technology Study Program at Bandung Institute of Technology, ITB, won the pharmacy competition organized by the Faculty of Pharmacy, University of Surabaya. The team named Canidin won first place as well as the best presenter in the Natural Development Case Study category. The team that was carried out in this competition was the formulation of pharmaceutical preparations from natural ingredients. This competition has been held from March 2023 from the preliminary round to April 2023 for the final round. In the preliminary round, there were required
to make pharmaceutical products in the form of scientific papers for selection. During the final, they were required to present their work before the jury and 10 other teams that entered the final stage. In the competition, they succeeded in making the product Jelly Skincare Canidin. Jelly Skincare Canidin as an anti-aging solution and skin lightening agent. One of the students, Nadinia, explained that she and her team made skincare in jelly form because she was quite lazy to use typical skincare which had to be done in stage. So it is hoped that with edible skincare jelly, it can facilitate access for both herself and others to use it anytime and anywhere. The main ingredients used in making this skincare is moringa leaf. Apart from that, the packaging they create also make it easier for consumer to use the skincare jelly. That's Miss Seleni.
I don't wanna hear Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Untuk
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Sumatra entitled Ayam Den Lape. Ayam Den Lape means my chicken get lost. The song is about someone who lost her chicken. In Minangkabau culture, West Sumatra, the chicken is a valuable animal. This song shows people who have lost something precious. The meaning of this song is that someone does not need to be sad because life will go on even though they lost something valuable in life. Here is Deredia with Ayam Den Lape.
Of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.